You're listening to the WCCO Morning News with Dave Lee.
It's 6:13 at WCCO Radio, and Eric Escala on his final day here at WCCO. Not a good day for any of us on the morning show, but we're slogging through, and Double E, you're going to be missed there, good neighbor. I think you know that already.
Well, a lot of things could happen. Who knows?
Okay.
Time will tell.
We'll see what happens, sir.
So who knows? Who knows where I may land? You never know. But it's been a great, it's been 30 years of a great career, and I'm going to miss everyone, and want to thank all the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who have, so many have treated me so well, and have communicated with me in this transition period. It's been deeply appreciated, I can tell you that.
Yeah, a lot of feedback.
Yeah,
feedback.
I've had quite a bit of feedback. And I'm leaving the Capitol after 26 years. And that's...
it's difficult to clean your office. Let's face it.
Well, yeah, the Almanac crew is coming over Sunday. And my brother-in-law.
Remember, I have access to two pickups. I have one myself, so...
Well, I think with my brother-in-law's van, I think we can get the Moosehead out of there.
Well, you let me know, because that will fit in my truck. That's a big son of a gun, but it will fit. I just don't know where would we bring it.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm gonna pawn it off on my brother-in-law.
Oh, he's gonna actually take it?
I think so.
Oh, I thought he's just gonna carry it for. I mean, move it for you.
Well, no, I think he doesn't know that yet, but I think he's just gonna take it.
6:15 at WCCO. A very special Escala session this morning coming up in about less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Escala session 6:24, Friday morning, WCCO.
Well, we're waiting for the governor to call.
Yeah, he'll call any minute.
He'll call. My last day at the Capitol is today, and I'm going out strong, Dave Lee. I'm going to be at the Margaret Anderson Kelleher's news conference at 1 o'clock, where she unveils her running mate. She's the DFL endorsed candidate for governor.
Is it Matt Intenza that was going to do it on Twitter?
Yeah, Matt Intenza is doing it on Twitter.
But she's doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, she's going to have a news conference at the Capitol at 1 o'clock. So.
Are you speculating on your final day who it might be?
No, I'm not. It's a leak-proof campaign over there. I haven't been able to penetrate the fortress there. But she's one of three candidates. Matt Intenza is the other, and Mark Dayton is the third Democrat in the ring there.
What's your highlight over at the Capitol in all those years, 30 years?
Well, would it be Ventura?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I guess... From my standpoint, observing, I would say that would have to be one of them.
He stole a cassette from me one time.
What's the story on that?
I was interviewing him about his wrestling when he was the special guest referee at SummerSlam.
Yes.
And he didn't like the tenor of my questions. And he grabbed the cassette out of my tape recorder.
It is the governor has joined us here at 6:25 on WCCO, and let's bring in the governor of Minnesota with Eric Escala.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Say, there's a news question I want to ask you. The Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court decision that allowed corporations to spend more in campaigns. I'm leaving the Capitol, Governor, and you've always been very professional to work with and accommodating to us, and I've enjoyed working with you, and I thank you very much.
Well, Eric, you have been the gold standard for journalism in Minnesota, and nobody even knows your politics because you're always fair, and you're still interested in just telling the facts and telling it like it is, and we appreciate you, and that's why I declared May 21st Eric Escala Day in Minnesota. We're going to miss you, and I think the profession of journalism is going to miss you, Eric. You played a role that is, I think, so, so important for our state, and we appreciate you as well.
Oh, that's very flattering. Nice of you to do that, and we'll see you down the trail. Thanks, Governor.
All right, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Shake! Shake! Shake!
Let's talk sports with Eric and Sid.
Twins can't win at Fenway.
Let's forget about Fenway Park. This is one of the saddest days in my radio career. Since 1989, I've been doing this with you. I had a dream the other night that this is not happening. It's a dream. And I'm hoping that something happens, a miracle happens, that you're coming back. I love you. I think you're one of the greatest pros that ever worked in this game. One of the highlights, you helped make our Sunday show with your introductions, which were absolutely fantastic. Even though you don't have a car, even though you don't have a watch, I still think you're one of the greatest all-time talents. The standing ovation you got the other night or the other day in the legislature was a typical example of the respect. I have had more people call me and stop me on the street. How can Eric Escala believe in the radio station? And I hope the management people at CBS and WCCO have a way to work something out that you'll come back and we'll have one of the biggest celebrations we ever had. WCCO is not the same without Eric Escala. I don't know why you are part of the reason you're leaving. You're young. You should stay. We got to find a way. Okay?
Scarecrow, I think I'll miss you most of all. That's very kind of you, Sid, and you know how I feel about you, and working with you all these years has been the highlight of my day every day. So, but you know, time will tell. You never know. I could be back. We'll have just to wait and see.
Mr. Ethics, I call you. You're a beauty. Somebody ought to write a book about you. I'll tell you that. And you're a character, and you're as close a personal friend as I got, and I respect you so much. And call me back. I need to talk to you.
All right. Very good. Sidney, I love you. Would you take care of yourself, and we'll see you down the trail.
Right.
The great legend, Sid Hartman, here on 830 WCCO.
On the entertainment news this morning, focusing on Eric Escala on his final day here at the radio station, and he used to do the Sports Huddle opening. Sid just talked about it, so I thought, well, doggone it, let's play one of those on the Sunday morning Sports Huddle, as they just talked about. He would do a little intro before the show began, and I thought on entertainment we'd bring a sample of Christmas Time Sid introduction from, gosh, back in, this was prior to 1989.
Just in time for the holidays, a gruff, insensitive visitor is ready to brighten the face of every youngster on your gift list. It's Sid-A-Bear. Just press Sid-A-Bear's ample stomach, and he'll hack and cough and mangle the English language. Squeeze his funny nose, and he'll plead for Lou Holtz to come back to Minnesota. Sid-A-Bear, everybody's close personal friend.
To order, send check, cash, or money order. No, better make that cash to Sid-A-Bear in care of Hey Genius Productions, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Batteries not included. Lou Holtz and Bobby Knight companion figures sold separately on WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's your entertainment on WCCO. It's the Cub Food Birthday, 654 WCCO, with Dave Lee, Craig Shrepford. We call him the Hammer. Craig runs the equipment here most of the week. Today, Chris is. Chris can't be on the air with us because he is, using apparently drowsy drugs of some kind, can't operate heavy equipment while... No, there's some kind of deal on that. I don't know.
It's a restraining order.
There's something like that. But yes. Chris is here. I just want people to know that the wonderful Christopher Elston does a great job most of the time.
Are you saying Chris is on drugs?
No, he's not. We have Steve Enk here, our longtime producer, Mikey Lynch, who you've heard several times already. And Hammer, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave.
On the final day of your buddy Double E. So we thought we'd have you in on birthdays. Is that okay?
I'm more than willing.
Eric, is that okay that I brought in the group?
Well, sure.
Angster, how long you worked with Eric?
25 years.
How's that been for you?
Pretty great. we've had a lot of adventures together. Went to Memphis about 24 years ago and had quite an adventure down at the Liberty Bowl and at Graceland. It's been a lot of fun.
And then you ended up in the gift shop at Graceland where you bought, I believe, a vial of dirt, did you?
Soil.
Soil.
You don't buy dirt. You don't buy dirt at Graceland, you buy soil.
My fault. And then I believe the two of you, of course, were caught oogling Esther Kansenko out in Oakland at one time, weren't you?
I was too busy watching the World Series game, but Angster.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest. Wasn't the greatest baseball, but there was a lot of people watching. I'll just say that.
All right, well... Neither one of you is going to expand on that, but I happen to know the real story. So anyway, we thought we'd all do birthdays together since we've been hanging out together, and Ham is usually not on the air, and Angster's not on the air, but today I don't know why you can't be, right? We're all pretty good buddies.
Well, there's a lot. When it's Eric Escola Day in Minnesota, we can all be on the air.
For those of you who missed it, the governor a half an hour ago declared this Eric Escola Day in Minnesota.
And I just want to again thank everybody, because this is a time where people are listening to us, and I just want to thank all the listeners for the many great years and all the support and comments and that people have given me. I'm just sort of overwhelmed by it, and who knows what'll happen in the future. So stay tuned.
Do you get your damage deposit back after 30 years?
That sailed down the street years ago.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you never had an office here in the station.
Well, in the newsroom. I was in the newsroom.
We had no room for the moose head.
Yeah, your real office is at the Capitol. Here you just kind of had a station.
Yeah, I didn't have an office here.
So you didn't leave any of your things around the office, although there is a closet back there where we can find some of your stuff.
I got some junk back there.
But at the state capitol, that office, we did not embellish that. That thing, hey, Steve, help me out here, because Eric's not going to. That office was, how would you describe it?
Well, it's a small, compact room filled to the absolute brim with crap.
And that was confirmed by the Historical Society. When they came in, and I thought, oh, they'll take the whole thing out and I won't have to clean it up. Five buttons.
That's all they took
out
of there.
They took five buttons out of my room.
And you received a citation from who?
Well, plan management.
Of the state capitol?
Yeah.
For what?
Just a gross negligence.
You put a hazardous waste sticker on your door?
No, Dave Albion, the engineer, kept the inspectors away from the office.
Well, it'll all be cleaned up this weekend, we think.
Yeah.
All right, that's our birthday segment today from Cub Foods. It's 7:51. Dave Lee here in the morning news. As Mike said to the governor earlier, proclaiming this Eric Escola Day, his last day here at WCCO Radio, and a tough day for all of us. And joining us in the studio now, a couple of his compadres, Steve Murphy and Eric Escola, with Eric. And you guys have worked together for, what, 30 years?
Eric and I, Bruce Hogevink here. I've worked with Eric for 30 years, ever since he's been here. And I think somebody better call his mother up in Duluth and let her know that this is Eric Escola Day throughout the state today, as declared by Governor Polonyi.
That was very kind of the governor. That's a very, very gracious gesture.
Well, Eric, we're going to miss you, no doubt about that, not only professionally, but certainly personally, in my case, and I think in the case of everybody in the newsroom. I can tell our listeners that Eric is as funny off the air as he is on the air. And if we're having kind of a slow day in the newsroom, I call him over at the Capitol. He's always got a quick quip or two, and always to brighten up the day, and I'm certainly going to miss that.
Also, the most conscientious journalist I have ever worked with, and I mean that. So you've set the standard for us, and we'll miss that as much as we miss you. I do think, though, Eric, all the talents you have, you're going to be able to do anything with this time, but please do not become a driving instructor.
No. Well, you know, all these accolades we've been hearing the last few days now really speak to what he has done for WCCO Radio in our newsroom. I mean, he's brought so much credibility to our news operation here, and we are forever grateful for that, no doubt about it. And all the praise and accolades he's gotten from his colleagues here at WCCO and the state capitol. And that state capitol press corps is a pretty tough group, and they have high accolades for Eric, no question about it.
And your co-anchor is here too, Eric.
Yes, Eric, it's been such a pleasure working with you through the years, and the credibility that Bruce just talked about is just unmatched. You've kept us honest, because so many times we're under pressure, you know, in the news business, you want to get it on first, and Eric always is a stickler for making sure we get all angles of the story, make sure always to make sure every side is accounted for in a story, and that is, you know, the epitome of the best journalism ever, and we're going to miss having you here. I'm going to miss co-anchoring with you every morning, your funny stories. You always have things to say that just make our day a little brighter, and you're going to do great things beyond here, and we look forward to what's next for you.
Thanks.
And, of course, a lovely parting gift. You'll look in that black bag. What do you get for a guy who already has 300 scarves? Of course, the answer is another scarf.
A scarf.
Yeah, but you got to read this one. He's opening the paper.
What's it say on there?
Mr. Ethics, 30 years.
That's a
who are we quoting, by the way?
Well, that's great.
And here, Eric, I thought you just fell off a load of taconite coming from Duluth, and now I've learned differently. Now, what are your favorite lines to use here?
I have left so much of myself here at CCO and in the newsroom that it's really been my life for the last 30 years, and to work with these great people and to been able to learn from them, and they're all such... They're superior journalists, but they're just such good people, and everybody here is so great. And I'm much the richer for having been here, and I've just thank everybody. And who knows what happens down the line? We'll just wait and see.
7:54 WCCO. John Rash is our media pop culture expert. We talk every day. Always look forward to this segment. And he is with the Star Tribune, of course. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Thought we might focus today on a broadcast journalist, one of a kind, that is calling today his last day, as far as we know, on WCCO Radio. And his name is Eric Escala, John. And I just want to get your thoughts as a media expert on Eric's career.
From a media perspective, he was a tremendous combination at WCCO Radio of being thoroughly modern and old school. And you know, Dave, you and I have often talked over the years in the Rash Report about the media convergence of different media forms. And Eric was well ahead of the curve in terms of, you know, branching out from radio into television, really truly being multimedia before people even thought about it. And you know, there was a very influential book in 2003 published called The Brand Called You, and it was about personal branding. And well before then, Eric Escala seemed to look ahead of the curve as well, and, you know, in many ways, you know, having his own personal brand of journalism and how it was presented on radio and on television, and did just a tremendous job of it. But he was clearly old school from the perspective of he never let, you know, how he personally was into his journalism, completely objective and completely professional. And I was able to see that very close and was, you know, incredibly impressed over the years as I covered a few election nights with him, the Republican National Convention live from the Xcel Energy Center with him, and then a run-up to the election for two of the election cycles where Dark Star, Eric, and myself did a show together, and those will be, you know, amongst the best memories I ever have in media, let alone of Eric Escala. So certainly not saying goodbye. We're going to see him on Almanac, but his contributions to WCCO Radio, and I would say to the community in the state and the region at large, cannot be underestimated. I'll miss hearing him, and I wish him all the luck.
Boy, well said, John. Very nice.
Thank you. You
bring up a great point, because also one of his greatest strengths is just that capitalization of detailed legislative issues and kind of bringing it front for everybody to understand. And it's, you can do that sometimes, but you need a long form to get that done. He needed about 20 seconds.
Absolutely. He could really sum it up. And, you know, before we came a quick, you know, bite to society, he understood how to sum up information really well. And yet, when you know, could have him where he could talk in a much longer form, he did that incredibly well also. And, you know, you talk about being our capital correspondent there. It went well beyond that, in that, you know, he certainly could track and analyze what's happening with the legislative process. But, of course, to get to the legislature or any political level, you have to run and you have to understand politics. He understood that very, very well, and he could analyze campaigns very well also. And, you know, I think a side of Eric few people saw that was really impressive as I worked with him is on election night. Just, you know, how professional, but also how intense and competitive and respectful of the process that he was. But boy, he really, really worked hard to get the story as it was breaking. So just a tremendous journalist in all facets, and a great guy to work with. And, you know, as they say, we'll certainly see him, and not saying goodbye, but certainly saying thank you today.
Before we get to Sid in the sports this morning, we've got a special guest here with Bruce Hogovic. Steve Murphy's in the newsroom. I thought I saw Telly.
Telly's here. Telly's taking pictures
there
over
she
there.
Is. Yeah. Eric's here. Go ahead, Bruce.
And Eric and everybody here, we've got a special mystery guest on our live news line right now. Mystery guest, will you please identify yourself?
Eric's wife.
Super Z, how are you?
My love, I am fine, and I have been having a great time this morning listening off the air to all the shenanigans in your studio. I mean, morning radio, you guys, won't be the same without Eric, that's for certain. And my producer over here at Public Radio is delighted by that. But as his wife, I kind of have a different view of things, though.
Part of it, why don't you take the
wait, that's Sid in the background,
that's
you guys?
That's Sid. We can't keep him off the air.
Oh, no.
Sid, you have to turn your mic on if you have a contribution here.
I'm going to have a lot of time around the house now to do my home improvement project.
Well, let's hope so. I have a long list of things that you have to do, as you know. First of all, clean out the den. It looks like, unfortunately, folks, Eric's den looks like the Capitol office. So, my fault, sorry. But, you know, we've got to do the Capitol office first, and then we do the den.
This is my...
So smart. You'll put your husband on with you, and you'll have great success.
Can you just imagine the two of us together sit on the air, plus Almanac? I don't know.
You know, with Eric doing these home improvements, I hear a reality show coming up here.
Can you imagine that, Murph?
No, I can't. I can't.
No, I can't either, really. Seriously. I taught Eric how to use a screwdriver once. That worked out okay.
She'll never do that again.
That's right.
I'm left-handed, so my home tool movements are not good. Left-handed tools are all made for right-handed.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and you used it on me once before, and I don't buy it.
All your projects look like it, too.
Togovic,
right.
You sold all those radio stations. You got a ton of money.
Uh-oh, Sid's out of control.
Don't you leave.
Sid's out of control.
Stay here.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
I'll see you later tonight.
Time for the sports with Eric and Sid.
Well, Sidney, are you concerned that the Twins can't win at Fenway?
Well, they can't win on the road. The record the last couple of years on the East is 2-17. Now, you're not going to go to World Series with that kind of a situation. They've been able to win the division, but not the get farther. I just want to pay tribute to you. You'll have a good replacement Monday morning. Dave Lee does a great job. Station's lucky they got him, I'll tell you that. And but the point is... this station, you're such a tradition with this station. It's unbelievable. Just Hagovic, why didn't I'd vote in favor of Hagovic leaving. He's got nothing but money. He sold all these radio stations. He's got a wife in Florida. Well, perfect time for him to leave unless you stay. But you've done a heck of a job for this station, and I can't forget the great openings you had for years on that station. You got that great standing ovation at the state capitol. What those people think of you, it's just not going to be the same around here without you, and without you walking in a Sunday morning and give me that Sunday Times sports section. And I don't know. It's a sad day for me, I'll tell you that, because our relationship has been great, even though you never owned a car in your life, even though, I don't know if you got a watch now?
I've got a watch now.
Yeah. So you and your, maybe you and your buddy, your mechanical guy who fixes everything for
Mr.
you, maybe
Mr. V.
Go in business, or you can make more trips and get pickpocketed. But we're going to miss you.
Well, I just want to say working with you has been the delight of my career. And we've gone back so many years, and I've had so much fun working with you. And people ask me about you every day. And I just can't replace those memories of being with you. It has been just a thrill and a pleasure, and I've just been honored to work with you over the years.
How long is it going to take you to clean out that state capitol office?
I'm going to do it on Sunday, I hope.
Oh, not one day. You'll never get it done one day.
Well, I'm going to try.
Well, Eric, I hope they work something out to at least have you here part-time or something. And
anything could happen.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Sid. Thanks.